With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Security and council chambers and a possible permanent patio expansion for local businesses are both up for discussion at tonight's Chatham-Kent Council meeting. Council members are set to review some recommendations for additional safety measures, which include having security guards continue to oversee the meetings and reconfiguring council chambers with some more physical barriers in place. There is also expected to be a vote on a staff recommendation to make the seasonal patio program in Chatham-Kent permanent. That came into effect during the COVID-19 pandemic to allow businesses to expand their patios onto municipal sidewalks so they could have more patrons. Staff are recommending if it does become a permanent program, they should add an administrative fee as well. Sexual assault is on the rise, and officials with the Chatham-Kent Sexual Assault Crisis Center are hoping to raise awareness about that growing problem. Executive Director Linda Soulier says they've noticed a 20% increase in reported cases year over year. That's especially troubling because they estimate less than 10% of cases are actually even reported in the first place. A flag raising will take place at the Civic Center at noon tomorrow for that. A Chatham family is settling into its new home thanks to Habitat for Humanity Chatham-Kent. The keys to the new multi-unit home on Houston Street were handed over to the Farron family this morning at a key turning event. The new build is the organization's first multi-unit home in Chatham-Kent. A second family will move into the second unit in the coming weeks. And you may have seen posts about it online, but there's growing interest in a boycott targeting Loblaw in May. The Canadian Press has a Reddit page promoting it, now has 56,000 members. It's hard to say how many will actually go through with the ban. Organizers say it's to protest high food prices and large profits at Loblaw. Two games in the NHL tonight. The Florida Panthers can close out their first-round playoff series with a win. Vegas has a 2-1 series lead heading into Game 4 against Dallas. In the Major Leagues, the Blue Jays open a 3-game set against Kansas City tonight. The Tigers look to pick up their third straight win as they host St. Louis. In the NBA playoffs, Denver and Oklahoma City can close out their first-round series. The Nuggets are up 3-0 on the Lakers. The Thunder can sweep New Orleans. Elsewhere, Boston leads Miami 2-1 heading into Game 4 tonight. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm late this afternoon, a high of 22 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm and a low of 15. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud at a high of 20. Right now it's 19 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.